This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Of the top super emitters of industrial pollution, 9 of the top 10 are power companies in Indiana and Kentucky. In a defeat for the Trump administration, a federal judge in Seattle temporarily lifted the ban on all refugees and visa holders from 7 predominantly Muslim countries. Court of Appeals refused to dismiss the order from federal judge in Washington, allowing people from Trump's countries, 7 banned countries, to enter the U.S., so for now, they are in. Kellyanne Conway, the advisor to President Trump, who coined the phrase alternative facts, is facing another round of criticism and fact-checking after she falsely spoke of a Bowling Green massacre by Iraqi refugees. She acknowledged and corrected her statement on Twitter. She also claimed President Obama instituted a 6-month ban on Iraqi refugees, which was also false, but she did not correct that. The NLRB has ruled that 2 charter schools in New Orleans are under the jurisdiction of the board. Nepotism scandal in France, where it is common for politicians to hire their relatives, has centered the fire on the gilded political elite in advance of their coming election. Reportedly, intervention by Trump's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared Kushner have thwarted an executive order that would have rolled back Obama-era LGBT protections. Iron workers' unions worked to organize a protest at the Harley-Davidson factory in Milwaukee, forced cancellation of President Trump's visit this week. Draft order from the White House deletes language contemplating a revival of overseas prisons where terrorism suspects were once tortured. 5 of the nation's 50 largest police departments are run by women, and just 169 of 1,500 around the country are in a 2013 survey. Argentina's president has issued a decree curbing immigration, claiming that newcomers from poorer countries in Latin America bring crime. Higher education is finding that there are grades in so-called predictive courses that can predict your odds of graduation. University of Arizona, for example, found that only 41% of students who got a C grade in freshman writing ended up with a degree, compared with 61% of the B students and 72% of the A students. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.